Best show ever, finally here again. Sam, you haven't done a show in one whole calendar month. What the hell's wrong with you? Are you acting like Nico?
I didn't even realize that it had been a month. I just knew that it feels like it's been ages, but I thought in my head it was like a couple of weeks. But yeah,
it's
right.
It's
been a month.
Like, yeah, the 23rd, I missed you so much. 26. So not, it hasn't been really a month, but it's been close, just about close to a month. And I know you've been very busy, and a lot of people have been very busy. That's why we've kind of been out. I mean, it's Holy Week, and it's Sam. She's holy. It's like this is Sam's spring break.
That's right.
Or
that's
whatever. Right. Hey, Sam, can you do me a favor? Can you put your volume up just a little bit more, if that would be great? I think you're just slightly...
Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Yay!
How have you been? I mean, this is the first time that you have experienced the show as we stream it.
Okay, yeah. Let's address that.
Can I? Because yeah. I need to defend you before, because you're not going to say this. Usually, because this is the only nighttime show we do... Usually when Sam gets on the podcast on Zoom, she's made up. It's in like makeup because you're working that day, right? You're doing something. So, nakabihis ka and all of that stuff. This is almost 9 times out of 10 recordings. Sam doesn't look like she does right now. Yung nakapambahay.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, because you're not made up. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, when we start the show, of like, this is not what she usually looks like. Okay, guys,
I mean the lack of makeup, the pambahay, which is still a good pambahay look. Like for somebody to put a headband, mukhang tupak, even
I do this pambahay, all the time. I love this.
It's a good look for the pambahay look. I love it. But because it's a Saturday night, you've either been out recording your own show, hosting an online event, obviously, these past couple of years. But you're always kind of dolled up on Saturday nights with full makeup. And I look like this. And I've always looked this because I'm at home. Now, tonight is one of those 1 of 10 nights that you are not made up and you did not know that we were live streaming. So you look, again, like this.
I mean, you know what? Whatever. That part, I can deal with that. But I think I'm just a little... thrown off as a strong term, but yeah, because I had no idea that this was happening. And
yeah,
right now
yeah.
we have something like 20, 30 people on the Zoom,
which
with
is
us
a very
right
light
now.
Day. Okay. The reason why
is
well, I don't post, I usually post the link well in advance, meaning, you know, anywhere between 45, 30 minutes, 45, an hour. This one I posted right away. And it is a Saturday night. Most people don't know that we actually record on Saturday nights. Everybody knows about the Tuesday mornings and the, you know, whatever. Usually Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, or like Thursday mornings, Friday mornings. But not Saturday night. We do mention it every now and then on the show, but I don't think it's ingrained in people's minds. And it's a Saturday night. Post-pandemic, people are probably out. So it's always going to be a small amount of people anyway, Sam, because I don't want... too many people not downloading the show, not pulling off a Mikey here. We're just, the algorithm's fucking up my count. But I just don't want like thousands of people to be on. I don't even think thousands of people would be on. Sam just got muted. Hold on, Sam. We're going to unmute you here. Yes, you can't ever mute. So kung utot ka or anything like that, give me a heads up. I don't do like a hand signal or something and I'll kind of unmute
okay,
you as
wow.
you are now.
Yeah. No, right. This is me still just adjusting to the whole thing. But yeah, it's kind of nice though too. Like I'm chatting with people.
Yes,
and
yes, I like
yeah,
it.
It's fun.
I like it a lot. And I'm sorry that we didn't do it earlier. But we are doing it now. And again, by the way, here's a little tip. The link to the show is always the same link. So if you were waiting for an episode and you don't like, I don't have the link, it's always the same link. And if you kind of remember Saturday nights, BSE night, just click on 10 p.m., you know, 10, 15 p.m. Manila time, and you could be in the waiting room kaagad. But of course, I will still post it on Twitter, and that's where I do. I post it on Twitter. Now, Sam doesn't have Twitter, so you probably, that's why you don't know about the live stream, because it's generally
right.
a Twitter thing.
Got it.
Anyway, so anything to talk about before we get to some of these calls? By the way, welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Year 11, episode number 33, episode 1460, if we are actually counting. And of course, Sam O is here. Two of us make up BSE with no Nico, which I think we should already stop talking about as if he ever was ever is or ever will be BSE again.
Ay, grabe naman yung ever was. Wow.
Yeah, it's very biblical.
I think we should just, you know, stop talking about the whole, like, okay, when is Nico ever going to come back? Like, you know what? He's going to come back when he wants to come back. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When his kid's, like, in high school, then he'd be like, he'll be back here on the show. But we are good friends, and we were talking about this off air, that do we have friends of the opposite sex? You asked me if I had any female friends, but, or did I ask you first? Oh, I asked you, do you have any guy friends? Because when I see you on Instagram, you're out and about, you're always having dinner, and you're always with a group of girls. And I thought, Sam, do you have any guy friends?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, at this point, all I have is guy friends, if you know what I mean, you know, because I'm single, right?
All my friends that are guys are guy friends. But do you
they're all just platonic guys.
Is there, I mean, what I mean is like, is your inner circle have any men in it? Is your barcada have any dudes in it?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, obviously, you know, lately I've been hanging out with a lot of girlfriends, but I do have close male friends. They just don't make it to my Instagram feed.
Are you guys, but do you hang out? Like you go out with them?
I guess it's been a while, but no, yeah, I do. I do. But I've just been seeing more of my girlfriends lately.
I don't have too many female friends. And if I have any female friends, they have to come via the wife because the wife has to vet it. So, you know, it's not, basically what I'm saying is most of my wife's friends here, she met through me, but she met also there because my friends, how does this work? I usually meet people first. She does a better job cultivating the relationship.
So I understand.
And I don't know how many of you guys live that life. I'm not a good friend in the context of going out, keeping in touch. Oh, ano ginagawa niyo this weekend?
Like and then, sustaining that relationship.
Yeah. And then if somebody invites, I usually say no. And then she'll be like, let's just go. I'm like, fine. But these are my friends. And then she befriends their wives. And then all of a sudden, they're BFFs. And then they become better friends than I am with the husband. So that's my whole friendship social circle. Because I don't like having too many people around.
I saw a girlfriend of mine recently who's married. And she was talking about this exact dynamic with her husband. So you are not alone.
Yes. Yeah, and yes, I don't know if it's been, and I don't know if it's a personality thing that I don't like having friends, or this is what guys do. Guys just don't do shit like this. It's usually the wives, kind of like the wives take care of the finances, you know, real traditional stuff. They also take care of the social circle.
But speaking of female friends, I mean, aside from me and. I know you're very close to Donita, but I don't know if you've seen her.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, I stopped. We saw Donita just fairly recently. Yeah, like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yep. So aside from the two of us, do you have any other female friends?
I don't because I cannot have female friends that are attractive. Sorry, Donita, Sam.
Excuse me?
Just kidding. It's a joke.
Kanina ka pa. She doesn't really look like this normally. And no, I need pretty few.
I mean, again, only wives of friends of mine who also hang out with my wife. And that's okay. And this should not come off as a complaint of any kind. Like maybe there's other people out there like, yeah, man, my wife doesn't let me have any female friends. No, I am totally okay with this setup. Here's the mindset I take when it comes to having friends. The less, the merrier. Just less friends. Better for my life, makes me happier.
So, wow.
Yeah, if we have any... Dude, if any of our friends have a birthday, I'm like, oh, fuck. They have a birthday. Does that equal birthday party? Yeah. Oh,
were you... Okay, shit. Were you always like that? Or yes. Did that come with... No, really?
Yeah, always. Well, here's the problem is you and I are such good friends, and I always feel like... I was just talking about this to the... radio boss the other day, how and you've heard me say this, like I think the highlight of the content of the morning show was with you and with Nico. Like I think that was our best, and yet I never met you in that context. Like we've never
met. While we were working together,
we've never like met that. You and I, we've only met like on TV shows and stuff, and you know you barely knew me back then, so I'm trying to think if we were as good friends, like the three of us, BSE group, and we were in person, would we ever see each other outside of work? I mean, the answer is of course we would, but it wouldn't be, oh, Sam, Nico, Sam, what are you doing on Friday? Oh, lunch tayo. I would never do that, ever do that. So I don't know.
And that's how you always were?
Always.
Because I feel like, you know, the whole, oh my gosh, there was another birthday party. Like, I don't want to go outside.
No.
This happens, I think, for a lot of us as we get older.
No. This is
definitely happening to
always
me.
Always been the case.
Oh, wow.
Now, we, even though you and I are kind of strangers in that sense before this radio show, we're also still employed by the same mother company. And you probably did not see me at any of the parties or any of the engagements or any of those things for that reason. I go, what's going on? Oh, we have a meeting. It was a Christmas party. When? Saturday? Okay, count me out. Always been the case.
You were kind of antisocial.
Super. And then I remember, and I've told this story on the podcast, so I'm just going to tell it to you, but some of the listeners know this, that when, if I had like a movie premiere or a launch of a thing, they're calling me and they're like, Mo, nasa red carpet na tayo, everyone's here. Where are you? Are you parking? And I'm like, oh, I'm at home. Like, I don't even go to that. Where I'm part of the reason that this thing is here, I'm not even at that. So any single chance I can get, any excuse I can find to get out of being in public with people, it's not because I don't want to be interacting with strangers. I just don't like to be in large crowds. I'm out. I'm out of it.
Would you say it's to the point of, like, I don't know, social anxiety or something?
Probably, but I don't feel like, I don't feel anxious. I don't feel anxious. Like, I don't get the you know, when people have anxiety, sometimes they'll feel nervous inside. They'll have the what do you call this? Acid reflux. They would you know, kind of your typical bodily anxious side effects of it. I don't have any of those things. I don't really get nervous. I just want to go home. Like, I don't like it.
You just can't be bothered. Like,
Please don't let it come off as if I am antisocial because I think people are beneath me. It's not that. I just, I don't remember people's names well. I don't like small talk at all. I'm very poor at small talk. I get bored easily. I don't like looking at people interact fakely, because they'll be like, so how are you? Ha, ha, ha. You know, and I'm like, this is so not genuine. I want to go home. All of that stuff bothers me. So, you know.
Okay.
And then even the whole Crazy Rich Asian type of thing, like sometimes when we go to these events, it's full of rich people, and rich people act a certain way, especially like kind of the tita level, you know, wealthy. That irritates me. I get irritated by that conversation. I sit there and it's a lot of one-upping of each other. That irritates me a lot. And then if somebody talks about themselves, which I'm doing right now, if somebody talks about themselves excessively, that irritates me also. And parties that we get invited to, they usually have rich people. Rich people tend to talk about themselves a lot. I want to kill them. Am I clear?
Wow. Abundantly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how are you again? You've got friends? All right. Anyway, well, I want to say hi to all the people who are streaming us. I will consider all of you guys friends. And this is a social encounter that I'm okay with, where, you know, we're distant from each other. You know, we don't have to see each other. We don't have to small talk. Everybody's on mute.
Oh my gosh. You're that annoying rich person who just wants to talk about himself.
I know. So stop asking me questions about myself, goddammit.
Oh,
let's take some
calls.
You ready to go?
Yes.
Let's hear people's voices. Let's talk to John. He is our first caller. He's in Dubai, 29 years old, and on the show here today. Hey, John, can you unmute yourself? Because you are going via Zoom. As we all know, Dubai does not have Viber, so we can't really do the traditional way. Hey, John, what's up, man?
Hi, John.
Well, if he
don't
unmutes
himself.
Don't you
have to unmute him?
Oh, do I have to ask him to unmute? I'm sorry. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
God, you're such a pro. Thank you. I am going to... there we go. Hey, John. Welcome.
Hi, Mo.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Mo. Good evening, Sam-o.
Good evening.
Oh, how thoughtful.
John.
Thank you. Hi.
What's up, brother?
Yes. Unang-una. Pwede mag-Tagalog, no?
Of course.
Oh, naman.
You're in Dubai. So, you're in Dubai, John.
So,
it's the only way to go.
Yeah. All I can say is, wow. Matagal ko na nakikinig. Hindi ko akalaing natatawag ako about sa ibang question. Akala ko dati sex question yung itatawag ko.
Oh, you so you thought one day you will finally make it on GTWM and you were certain it was going to be about sex, but
it's not.
So we're disappointed that your penis is working fine. All right.
Yes. Okay, let me start now.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. So I'm 29, I'm married.
Okay.
Okay, no kids. Okay. No kids. And I'll start with the cliche part. So yung kasi may nababasa, may naririnig, may narinig ako na do what you love and you'll never work for the rest of your life.
Right, ganun. Right. What is it? Okay. You'll never work a single day in your life, I think, is the thing.
Yes. So, sorry if I mess up the term.
No. You did it perfectly. I'm not correcting you. I'm just saying I think we're all familiar with the saying and it sounds something like that. Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Yeah, and that's my problem now. So, magto-30 na ako. Hindi ko pa mahanap yung something I'm good at, you know. I've worked in different industries already. Hindi ko siya yung okay lang ako yung hindi magaling, hindi rin bad. I'm just in the middle. Okay? And then yung asawa ko, yung family ko, yung sa work nila, okay sila, kumbaga nag-excel sila, napopromote sila, ganun. And then me, I'll stay on the one role for years and then hindi ako napopromote, ganun. And napapaisip ako na baka hindi lang ito yung, kumbaga, hindi lang ito yung forte ko, hindi ito yung niche ko. Baka kailangan ko maghanap ng iba. And doon ako na-stuck. Doon ako na-i-stuck.
I love this. Not problem for you, but I love the question I think you're about to give or where this conversation is going. But go ahead, ask your question formally, just so I know exactly. I don't want to assume I know what you're going to ask. And then let's talk about it.
Okay, so what do I do, okay, to find something where I'm good at? Because plus, meron kasing plus na risks ngayon eh, lalo na pandemic, hindi ka naman pwede maglipat-lipat para mag-experiment din. So yun.
So, I love breaking down cliches. Like this is a hobby. I wish this was my Sudoku or my Wordle or like my activity is if I had the time to break down cliches. I do here on the show, but just kind of generally, I love calling bullshit on cliches. You know,
I think you do it pretty regularly. So
yeah, you know. I do. I do it.
You're on the right track,
right? You know, the everything happens for a reason. One is my number one hated most cliche, and I will disintegrate that every single chance I get. But this cliche isn't entirely wrong. It's just not applicable to everybody. So when somebody says, what is it? Look for something you love and you'll never work a single day in your life. My problem with this line, and this is so anti what the word people are using right now, it wrongfully... I don't say wrongfully, but I think it empowers everybody so much that they think they have to find a job that makes it feel like they're not working a single day of their life. Do you understand how difficult this is to pull off in real life? How unnecessary it even may be? And that there's nothing wrong with, I'll use the word mediocrity, there's nothing wrong with a regular job, even if it doesn't line up with your passion, because the number one thing I'm looking at, and I promise you, even if it's, oh, well, you do radio, I never thought I was going to be radio DJ. I think I'm good at it. You're right. I found something I'm good at, but I care about money. Like, that's what I care about if I were in your situation, is this career going to give me enough money to live a lifestyle that I am hoping to have right now? And is it a career that I can kind of level up that lifestyle as the years go by? I don't care if I'm happy with it or not. So that's kind of the mindset that I would have if I were used. It's fine, maybe you're not great at something that's fulfilling, but is it something that is stable, especially like you said, in a pandemic, your wife is doing well financially, the family's doing well financially. If it can sustain a lifestyle I'm comfortable with, I don't care if in my soul I'm happy or not with this job. That's usually my number one. It doesn't mean that happiness isn't important. It's just not the most important thing for me. Sam, do you disagree with this?
Okay, so I think what you're saying is, number one, that saying, it just puts a lot of pressure on people, which is
to be great. You know, LeBron's like, oh, you know, strive for greatness. There's all these other brands that their taglines are so empowering, as if all of you guys are supposed to be world-changing people. And you don't really have to be. Now, if you are, great. If you make it, fantastic. If you find yourself at a job that makes you feel like you're not really working, damn it, I am happy for you and congratulations. My point is, 7 billion people are not going to find their calling. 7 billion people are not going to find a job that makes it feel like they're having a blast every single day. It just doesn't happen.
And, okay, here's the thing too, right? Like, Mo, you love what you do, right? And you're very good at it.
Which one? But, like the radio show and this?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, the podcast is not a job. This is a hobby. This is a weekend hobby for me.
It's in the realm of your job because you do radio. That is your job.
Yeah.
But my point is, even if, and I love doing this too, but my point is there are still days where we feel like we're working. It's still work.
Okay, so the radio show, yes. I do feel like it's a job. It's not as fulfilling. Maybe it used to be. You know what? It's you guys. Well, since you guys have left, it has felt more like a job than it does an activity that I love.
Aww.
And the podcast, this never feels like a job. Maybe because there's no money in it. So there's no pressure. This feels like a responsibility. Right. But I chalk this up as a hobby. This is a hobby of mine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, what was your point? Sorry, I cut you off.
I did have a point.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. So I guess with John, because his question is, I cannot seem to find the thing that I'm good at, right? So how do I find that? That's the question.
But are you stable in your job, though? Are you stable?
What do you do, by John?
Did we lose John? Oh, I fucking muted him. Sorry.
John,
yeah, don't mute yourself ever. I don't know if I muted yourself.
Okay.
But are you stable with your job? What do you do? And are you good? Like good in not at it, but good in life, lifestyle, and stuff like that.
I don't want to say. Hindi ko gusto sabihin. Sorry. Pero
yeah, that's fine.
Hindi ko kasi masabi yung word. Pero I'm fine. Stable yung job. Pero yun na nga. Parang double whammy. Hindi ko na siya gusto. Then my wife is earning 3 times more than me.
Okay.
Is that a problem for you? Because my wife probably makes 3 times more than me. And I love it.
Actually, yes, kind of.
Why?
Siyempre, I gusto ko rin minsan na siyempre, may things na gusto ko. Gusto ko ibilis siya. Gusto kong mag-provide, mag-help din sa family ko and family niya. And ayun, parang gusto ko, kahit sana hindi ko gusto yung ginagawa ko, kung okay naman yung pay, pero hindi eh.
So that would be my frustration. It's not about, it's not about feeling like you're not working. It's how do I get the best fucking paying job I can get? That's a different, completely different motivation. It's not about fulfillment. It's about money. And I am, like I said, number one about getting the most amount of money you can get. I don't care how hard the job is.
I think John, you know, said it. Nah, it's a double whammy. Nah. It's like, if I enjoyed the job, then we wouldn't mind the low pay, but it's not even paying that high. And I don't like it.
Yeah. Now you quit. I mean, that's where you look for another job.
Yun na nga, yung risk, doon na pumapasok yung risk na sinasabi ko na hindi rin kasi ako kasi kapag nag-quit ako, kahit 2 months lang ako mawala, mahihirapan kami.
No, you never fucking quit without having another job, John. If your wife is making 3 times more than what you're making and you're making a stable-ish salary, then you don't put a huge amount of pressure in your life by just quitting. You have to look for another job before you quit. That's major obvious, no? Is there risk involved?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Hindi ko kasi din alam sa anong hahanapin ko. Kasi hindi ko maano kung magaling ako doon.
We don't know what you do. If you know what I mean. Well, I don't know what you do, so I don't know how hard it is
okay,
to find the equivalent.
Okay, so insurance. Around insurance siya.
Okay.
Sales? Like, are you sales?
No. Processing.
Processing. Yes. And you want to get out of the industry entirely?
Not really.
Do you have a degree?
If my opportunity, yes.
What's your degree in?
Pharmacy. Although hindi kasi ako nag-boards bago nung umalis ako. So hindi ako registered, kumbaga.
But can you take a semester's worth of refresher and then go for the boards?
One thing din yun kasi hindi ko rin siya gusto
Oh. No.
Yeah. Hindi ko rin siya gusto.
Does it pay more?
Of course, yes.
Then I don't care if you don't like it. Diba? I mean, was it your complaint that you can't buy your wife shit and you can't help her out? Well, if the pharmacy pays way more than what you're doing now, again, let me go back to, it's okay to not be having the time of your life at your career. That's okay. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And I think that is the reality for, I don't know if most people, yeah, maybe. I think that is the reality for most people.
They get empowered. Everybody get fucking empowered.
You do, like, you got to go in there, you know, do the 9-to-5 grind, and you're just waiting for that time when you get to clock out and go home. Like, I mean, that is how most people do this whole job situation.
Life situation. And if you can guarantee stability, which you can because your wife is making money, you're making money. If you can guarantee stability, that remember how this past year I've said this phrase over and over and over again, John. It's harder to find a good job than a good relationship. Finding a good career is harder than a good relationship. Think about how many bad relationships there are out there. Right? And how many times people have called the show on a bad relationship. Not every relationship is going to be amazing. Not every career is going to be amazing. But we're going to have to make do. Like, there's fucking, man, I would tell you more than half of the relationship. Maybe that's why for countries with a divorce option, there are more divorced people than there are married people. Because it's so hard to get that right. Dude, it's harder even to get the career part right. And if we looked at every romantic movie and romantic comedy and went, tanginang yun gusto ko sa buhay ko, that's just not realistic. And if we looked at every LeBron commercial and he tells you to be great, that's just not realistic. And I hate that you guys call a show that is supposed to give advice and Sam and I are supposed to sit here and do what every other advice show is going to do, which is love yourself, self-worth, find happiness, strive for, you know, your what life has once for you. I'm like, dude, you know how fucking hard that is.
Okay, but wait, before we like completely rain on his parade
and everybody's,
right? Because I don't think John is saying that I'm going to up and quit. I don't have a plan, but I just want to find something that I'm going to enjoy so that I don't have to quote unquote work a day in my life. Right. Which yes, I don't think is what most people get to do. I think John's main question, which I find also really interesting, is how do I find something that I'm good at? Because I don't think I'm really good at anything.
Yes.
And I'm right. And I'm just like, okay, because I think I think we kind of know our strengths and our weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I think most people do. Yeah, sure.
Right. So I'm just curious, like, okay, why does Dave not, did I say Dave?
Yeah,
John,
I know
I'm sorry.
Why I said Dave.
Why does, I'm sorry, there's a ton of names on my screen. I'm getting a little confused. But so how does John not know that? And how do we help him find it? Because I think maybe starting from there, we can kind of change the trajectory a little bit. I mean, I don't think...
If he is good at something that doesn't translate mm-hmm. to financial success, what if he's good at stuff that doesn't translate to his industry?
Okay, so this is where I'm going to say, like, because I'm on the same page as you where, you know, I think we have to balance that. Like, you know, you have a family, you have people to take care of. We can't just, you know, go recklessly follow your passions right now,
yeah,
regardless of whether that's going to provide for your family or not. That's not what we're trying to tell you. But I think we can tweak this a little bit so that he gets to have the best of both worlds.
Okay.
And so, we need to start with, what are you good at? But he doesn't know that.
John, do you have any discernible skill, talent, or interest that can have a financial gain associated with it?
Parang wala. Parang wala.
Really?
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's totally fine. John,
that's the thing. Kasi totally fine. Growing up, sobrang yabang ko dati. Ewan ko. Then, nung nag-graduate ako, nung nag-start yun nung college eh. Kasi nung college, yun na nga, ayoko naman sisihin kung sino man, pero hindi ko kasi talaga siya gusto nung pinatake sa akin yung pharmacy. And then, dun bumaba yung confidence level ko. And then,
what did you want to be?
Yeah.
Let's go back to when we were children. Pare, ano gagawin mo pag malaki ka na? Like, what are you gonna do?
Actually, psychology, which is hindi rin siya financial, hindi, alam.
Sabi, yeah, I would talk you out of that.
Sabi mo last time, last call or something.
Yeah. So, what did you want to be? Did you want to be a pilot? Did you want to be a...
Yeah, what's your dream job?
Like, what was the dream back then when you were young?
Psychology.
That's the dream. Oh, usually, kids don't say that. It's like when they're young, you don't say psychologist.
Because fascinated kasi ako kung paano talaga mag-work yung kung paano mag-isip yung mga tao.
Okay, John. Okay, here's my thing. Here's my hobby. Here's outside of doing the podcast. Here's what I'm good at. I'm good at spending money, like for fun. Like I'm really good at that, right? And if that were if I were in Dubai and everything's nice and all that shit, I would get the job that pays me the most money, pharmacist, right? Based on my background, educational attainment, and all of that stuff. And my hobby would be on the weekends is spend that extra cash that I have on fun shit. That would be my plan. Earlier on the show, right, we were talking about how antisocial I come off, and I've always been that way. So that kind of limits my outdoor activities that I can really like. So what do? I shop online a lot. And it comes and I love it and makes me happy. I can find happiness in monetary success and spending on stupid shit. I can find happiness there. And if you don't like your job particularly too much, but it's stable and it gives you a little bit more than what you have, not speaking for you, but I would then use that money to make me get into fun activities that interest me. So I don't know. I mean, am I making sense, Sam? I'm just saying. Go. So I don't want to reiterate. No, I don't want to reiterate. Go, because I'm just going in circles.
Well, I mean, because I can only conclude that you don't know what you're good at because maybe you didn't try enough things. So the only way you can find out is you got to try things. And, you know, don't quit your job. Like, don't do anything dramatic, but like, what are your hobbies? And if you don't have any, then maybe you should try doing stuff and figure out what you're good at.
Dude, I'm looking at your Instagram account. It seems like you and your wife do shit. Like, you work out, you know, kind of go places,
that's maybe once a year or twice a year only.
Which is average, which is what most people do. That's why in your company you get 2 weeks vacation off a year, because there's this anticipation that you're going to do two vacations of 1 week each, right? Or one big one for 2 weeks each. Do not get deflated by the average life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at the chat here, and somebody named King. Hello, King. Thanks for being here on the stream. Says you sound depressed. Hugs, brother. Was the comment. I wouldn't even go ever that far and say that this is a depressing life, nor should you, nor do you sound depressed. I think it's just people, young people in your 20s, like you,
yeah,
at some point need to accept that not everybody is going to be having the life like they see on television or they hear on the cliche or they, you know, LeBron says to have. It's just, that's, sometimes that's just not how it rolls. Most often, that's not how it rolls. And it's hard for you guys to believe someone like me. Maybe if you go, well, you like doing what you do, you just get to hang out, you get to talk, and then you get to go places. Yeah, but I mean, I think I accidentally just fell here. I didn't find it. It just fell on my lap through an abundance of luck. An abundance of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I was meant to be this. I just happened to be having dinner in the right restaurant, sitting next to the right strangers who offered me this. It was fucking luck.
I mean, but it wasn't all luck, obviously, because you had to sustain this. You've been doing this for a very long time. And if you didn't have any talent to sustain it, then you wouldn't be here.
Right,
you're good at this.
I didn't know I was talented at it. I know I'm good at this. You guys hear me say it all the time. It comes off super yabang. I, not only do I think I'm good at this, I think no one has ever been better than me at this.
Wow. Okay. That's strong.
Yeah.
Okay, can you mute yourself?
No,
can you mute yourself, please?
No, really.
Okay.
But, like, if there were a Hall of Fame, I think I'm first ballot. Okay. But I didn't think that when I started. I didn't think that when I was doing it. I just think it now because I'm trying to be confident in my ability, but it wasn't one that I aspired for. It is luck. Now, you're right, Sam. You have to have more than luck to sustain it, sure. But I never knew I could do it. It's only to the end where I go, oh, I know, I did pretty goddamn good at it. That's it.
Okay, so that's one way a story could go. But in the case of John, you know, who has not had that opportunity to accidentally fall into this thing and realize, oh my goodness, I'm really good at this. Now he just wants to find that for himself. Now, I like where you're coming from, where, you know, you kind of have to keep your feet on the ground as well. Because I think, yeah, some people maybe overdo it when they talk about just like, you know, reach for your dreams.
And, that's,
you know,
such bullshit.
Don't work a day in your life, like whatever. But I also think it's very true that when you do something that you really enjoy as a job, that is really ideal. And if your idea of that is doing something that you're good at, yeah, which is, I guess, you know, one way to put it, I don't know why you wouldn't. Why we wouldn't want that for yourself and would want to find that for yourself. So go find it.
Okay. You know, who Trevor Noah is? He's great, great.
Yes.
So fucking good. I remember he was, I'm going to try to find it here. I don't even know if it is relevant to this, but I feel like it is, where he was talking about Kim Kardashian and kind of success and all of that. So this was kind of fairly recently, I think. It only came to me now because I was talking about luck. And Trevor's talking about so much how luck is involved in how successful she is, her sisters are, mm-hmm. in that people are not born, not everybody's born into a rich family and all of that. So it was a really great kind of piece, and I wish I could find it. But I think it's, hold on here. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, it's 3 minutes. It's too long.
Apply to John's situation?
I don't know. I don't know if it does, because I think Kim Kardashian said something like, everybody just get up and fucking work, get your ass up and work, or something like that. And this might even be kind of against what I'm trying to say, but I thought the element of luck, understanding that some people are going to be successful because they've been given more. Some people are going to be successful because they're just in the perfect situation from the beginning. Some people are going to be successful because, again, in my case, I just happen to be in the right place at the right time. It doesn't have to be that same story for you. You can find something you like eventually, but there's a chance you may never. And that's where I want you to find happiness and cool, and a fulfilling life with what you have right now. And if And if you said you feel bad because your wife out earns you by three times, that should not be a fucking problem. Okay? That should not be a problem. It's fucking old school for you to make it a problem. And if there's a job out there like pharmacy, because you know, you took that as your degree, even though it doesn't make you happy. Well, insurance doesn't make you happy either. You know what? I would go get my pharmacy credential to get more money, make you feel better about yourself, and be able to do more things with that money that can substitute for the lack of a job that you're thoroughly happy with. Okay, John?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. If you want to hang out,
good luck, John.
You can hang out still because we're on a live stream and you're already in the stream. If you want to, we have other callers. You want to interact with the people. Some of the people are giving you advice here. Like Erston says, John, if it makes you feel any better, I just turned 40 and I've been working for 15 years in the BPO. It's not what he wants. It's not his calling, but he stayed mainly because of the money. Amen. So if you want to interact with some of the people here, I'm just going to put you on mute, but you're still going to be on the stream here. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, right,
thanks,
guys. Yep. Thanks, Sam. Thanks,
thank you, John. Thank you. I love how Ernston is like, you know, eating while he's watching us. Like popcorn. I'm pretty sure it's popcorn.
Oh, he's
too.
On video?
Like,
oh, yeah, there he is. Fuckers, yeah. Eating, like, awesome. But no, I mean, God, I know we keep saying it over and over, Sam, but I'm not saying what I really feel because I feel like what's really in my mind and what's really in my heart is really rude. And I don't want to knock a guy down when he doesn't feel, but well, you know what I really want to say?
What?
Get over it. Everybody, get fucking over it. Be happy of a fucking job that sustains a fucking lifestyle that you are not fucking starving. I mean, I don't want to do the, you know, people in Africa are fucking poor. No, but listen, if you don't want to do the job that you have an educational degree in the background, if you don't want to do it because it doesn't make you happy and you're unhappy right now, fucking...
No, but you know what? I also just don't see the what's wrong with trying to look for something like this.
Look all you
want.
Why
wouldn't
you? Look all you...
Yeah.
Of course. Constantly look for a better job. Constantly. But you don't... Here's my point. You don't have to be great, everybody. How is that even realistic? Like, 7 billion people in the world. What if we had 7 billion experts in and amazing people in their field? That would not even exist. That would be some alien planet.
Then we'd all be average.
Exactly. It doesn't exist. I can't wake up and go, you know what, I'm going to be the next Elon Musk. Fuck it, I am. You can't. And you'll fucking, you'll go crazy in this attempt. And you're going to drag people around you down in this attempt to do what LeBron has told you to do.
You know, I think that's kind of key where you hear something, like you hear something that a very famous, successful celebrity, athlete, whatever said. And then now you think, oh, okay, I'm doing something wrong. If LeBron said that, it must be true. I should aspire for that. Like, I think that is the angle that
that's
I don't
a danger.
Agree with.
Yeah, the marketing
right?
part.
Right? Yeah.
The marketing part. They've taken these empowering lines and they've made it financially beneficial for them, not for you. And listen, yeah. I don't want to knock people on Instagram who will leave a comment on something and go, wow, this is very, I don't know. Let's say I go to the gym and I run on a treadmill, and sometimes I'll read messages like, wow, this is really inspiring for me. And, you know, I like you, Mo, I'm overweight. And I think now that you're doing, I think I'm going to do it. I'll sit there and honestly, I'd be like, really?
Why? What? That they're inspired to work out because they're seeing you work
yes,
out?
Yes. Don't do that. Don't look at somebody and go, fuck it, I'm going to do that because this guy, I really don't.
You know, the term is influencer for a reason. I know you never call yourself an influencer, but that is what we're doing on social media. It's like we're influencing each other.
And fucking LeBron right? influenced people to think to be great is wrong. I need you to look at your life because your life is so different from mine. I appreciate the kind words and I appreciate the energy that you are bringing, but every life is different and every situation is different. And I need you to look at yourself and go, okay, like if I needed to lose weight, it's got to fit in my schedule. It's got to fit in what I'm good at. I can't just jump on a treadmill. I can't do that. Like my feet are flat and it I've got a pain on my knee. You know, everybody's is so different. That I don't want you to look at somebody else's life, especially celebrity's life, and go, okay, I'm going to take that path because that's a path of greatness.
Yep.
Man,
yep.
That's dangerous. Yep. But I love the energy though. See, that's the thing. I love the energy. I love the aspirations. I love all of it. But I get scared sometimes with how much, especially a guy in his 20s, we'll look at another famous person and go, okay, that's the path I need to take. It might not be.
But John, I mean, I totally encourage you to keep searching for the thing that you're good at and that you enjoy.
Because, yes.
I mean, yes. You know, as someone who I enjoy my job very well, I think it's exponentially better than doing something that you do not like day in and day out.
For sure.
And so
for
if sure. you can find that for yourself, amazing. Go for it.
Yeah. And that's
but don't do anything reckless, like, you know, quitting your job and like not providing for your family and like that kind of thing.
I love that line. I think we should end there because I think that's right. I may have come off a bit too brash with like, hey, fucking man, what the fuck?
Like soul crushing. Well,
I don't want to deflate anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're 100% right. Always strive to find something you're good at. Never alter your life in the search for that. Remember, you have a wife, you have a family. And my frustrating part of this entire long-ass call, and I apologize, is just we get so many sex relationship questions. It'd be nice to kind of take a little curveball and you know spend a couple more minutes on this, is please do not look at what your wife does as any kind of threat to the person that you are. And the employee and the provider and all these other fancy words that you are. Just because your wife is out earning you three times more than whatever you're getting, that's a good thing. That means you guys have more income coming to this home. Chase the money. Okay, good. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have more of the show. Listen to Good Times and More, the podcast, year 11, episode number 33. Of course, BSC, it's Sam Mo. Back to this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 11, episode number 33 with Sam O. She is the host of the Narrow Door Podcast. It is a podcast that it's a very narrow door to heaven. Very tiny. you got to walk in sideways. Wow. You know when you walk in, you can't walk in like fat side in. You got to squeeze that bitch in. And is that why it's called Narrow Door?
Oh, no, Narrow Door is actually a biblical reference. You can look it up in Luke chapter 13, where it says, you know, the door to heaven is a narrow door.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Squeeze right in there. Inhale a gut in.
You know what's so annoying, though? Yeah. Like, my cover art for the podcast, right? It's, so it's called the Narrow Door, but my door on the cover art is kind of chunky.
It's like six people can fit through that door.
I'm
at one
a little
time.
Annoyed. Yeah. And yeah, I'm like, but they also too late call to it, change it.
But they also call it the gates of heaven. What about maliit na thin gate, diba? I mean, it's usually when you think about the gates of heaven, it's this majestic Versailles of
like the pearly gates.
Yeah, right? It's not like a small freaking crevice.
Well, that's a figurative way of like, you know, the walk of faith and all that, like that kind of thing.
All right.
But yeah, that's the stuff we talk. That's the kind of stuff we talk about. On
Narrow
the show.
Door, Narrow Door podcast, Mondays and Thursdays. If I'm not mistaken, you can check it out
at 9 a.m.
YouTube on your podcast apps. Totally good show, really high quality. You know what I need to do? I need to compare it with the other religious shows because I'm feeling it is profoundly better. Now the problem is I don't listen to other religious shows. Like
that's right. Like so, how would you know that?
Because it's a religious show. Like I know what 700 Club looks like, and that shit is boring.
700 Club. Do you mean that show from like 30 years ago?
Yeah, that fucking old guy. Like, it's just if I hear religious, I'm like, I'm out. But then when I listen to Naruto podcast, it really is a quality show. It is entertaining in that way. And I want to know what a 2022 rival podcast, you know, what the enemies are doing and how good their sounds, because I think yours is probably the best one out there.
You're so biased and I love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, anyway, thanks, Auntie. Thanks, Auntie Sam.
Okay, can we talk about that? Because so on the chat, people are, I've seen the word auntie and someone brought up the word ajumma, which is basically the, you know, tita, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the word tita. Don't have a problem with auntie. Ajumma, though. Ajumma?
It's your language.
Okay. It's a lot more offensive than the two. And I'm not sure why.
Well, is that what you call your tita? Well, how do you say it again?
No. I mean, you know, if ajumma.
Ajumma. If I were Korean and you know, I saw your mom, would I be like, ajumma samo mom?
Yes.
So why is that a fucking offensive?
Just say ajumma.
Oh, because it makes you feel older.
I mean, ajumma, I think it's because it not only does it refer to, say, like a middle-aged woman, but it refers to like a certain kind,
like a loser,
middle-aged woman. For some reason, I don't know, someone who's like really set in her ways and like really not hip and out of touch, like, you know, that kind of.
So it's not really offensive. It just makes you feel older than and out of touch than you really are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this is a provincial manang. There we go. Parang manang. Is that you, Sam, who put that in the chat?
No, that's another Sam.
Exactly, manang. I mean, if you said manang to Sam right now, like, there's a fight.
But I thought the word manang referred to somebody who was like very homely and very conservative and that kind of character.
When I hear manang, I'm like decrepit, old, frail, dentures. Not can't even be bothered to put the dentures in anymore. just walking around dentureless. I mean, the dentures would exist, but it's parto, you know, it's in the cup, and I just could not be bothered to be put it on right now. Pustiso's just hanging out somewhere around the house.
Interesting. You know, all different levels of middle agedness. You know, it's
Hachima sounds Japanese though. Isn't that like the dog with the statue?
Hachiko, si Hachiko naman yun eh.
Fucking whatever. You know, I thought I heard Hachima in How You Like That when Lisa raps it in after the first verse. I mean, the first verse is Jenny. Then you get the look at you now, look at me, that part. And then I thought Lisa says Hachima somewhere there. Lisa's so good. Fuck, man, you know what I envy about you? You understand everything that's going on, basically, when they're singing, no?
I mean, you know, they kind of, like, the way they pronounce stuff, though, like, it's almost like they're trying to westernize the words a little bit, the way they pronounce it.
But okay, if I took a rap song right now and you said, hey, Mo, what's that song? What is that song about? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I mean, it's English, but it's so slang. And sometimes the words are so fast, and the pronunciation. You're right. In the attempt to rhyme two words that don't really rhyme, they will alter it. Eminem kind of introduced me more, at least personally, to that, where two words that have no business rhyming, he can twist it enough for it to rhyme. I'm assuming that's what you're saying. That the at least people who rap or maybe in this case, Blackpink specifically, westernize. I don't know if westernize is even the right word, but in the attempt to make it sound musically more cool, fuck up the pronunciation of some of your words.
Well, I mean, it sounds like what Eminem does is kind of like a more functional thing because, yeah, he's trying to make words that don't rhyme, rhyme.
Yeah, but you can do that by fucking around with the pronunciation, though.
Sure, but what I'm talking about with like this Blackpink song is like they're Korean words, but they're kind of pronouncing it like it's English.
Okay, can we take this line, try your best to decipher what Lisa is saying, okay?
Okay.
wanna come on, come on, get some. I catch you my address, no Janet, what's up? I'm right back. Pangang sweater, car back. Plain Jane, get high tech, don't like.
I know it doesn't make sense because when I hold on, I gotta get the lyrics. I know some of their songs.
First
when
of
I,
all, there's a lot of English mixed in there.
There's a
well.
Lot of English, and
yeah,
maybe I need to fucking find another song.
It's definitely and it's definitely Hajima, which is don't do it, because her next line is 어쩔 수 없잖아, which is like we can't do anything about it.
Okay,
so
all
it's
right.
Like, don't
so
do
no,
it. We can't not, do anything about okay, it.
So
you
it's,
know,
not
it's, kind of like that.
It's not
Nana. Yeah, it's not Ajuma.
Sorry, when you I've never heard the word Ajuma before. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, Lisa says that, and how you like that? And like, why would she it's be like talking about mana?
Exactly. It's like the least hip word to insert into a very hip song is, you know, mana.
All right. Anyway, I'm so envious though that you can listen to their stuff and still make out shit. Like, because I'm sitting here rocking out to Blackpink, I don't understand a fucking thing they're saying. Even though you're right that there's a lot of English more now than ever incorporated in yes. some of these K-pop songs. And particularly Blackpink, but it's just I'm so envious that you could pick it up. You know, it's just cool.
Oh.
I don't know, whatever.
Oh, thank you.
Let's take our next caller. We're gonna go to Joey. Joey is 33. Ah, Juma, and she is. I thought your name was Angel, not Joey.
No, Joey, you are not an Ajuma. You're okay. Only 33.
Hello.
Hi.
How are
hi,
you?
Mo. Hi, Sam.
Hello, Joey.
Hi.
May quick question lang ako kay Sam. Ano yung Nuna? Kasi yung pamangkin ko, tinatawag niya ako Nuna eh. Ang sabi naman, parang tita or ate.
Nuna is Korean for ate, but it's when you're a guy, you call oh. the girl Nuna. So, but if you're a girl, then you would call her Onni.
Ah, oh, okay.
So when Grace Lee, right. when Grace Lee would call her boyfriend Opa, what the fuck is that about?
It's when you call an older brother. If you're
but
a girl, you
boyfriend.
Say opa.
Her boyfriend.
Oh, but yeah, the word opa, right? Okay, so I'm sure you've heard that being thrown around every time there's a Korean celebrity, na male, right? Yeah. Ay, the opa, like that, right? So the word opa in Korean, it's a little loaded in that, yes, you call your boyfriend if he's older than you opa. So it's kind of like a term of affection.
Okay.
So within the family, of course, you're going to call them opa. But if you call someone outside your family opa, it implies like, you know, there's definitely rapport. There's definitely
is it romantic?
I mean, if it's a romantic relationship, you also call him opa. So
it's weird.
I think, yeah.
It's, okay. But I mean, I guess other cultures have that. If they're like, hey, Mo, why do some girls call their boyfriend beh? And I'd be like, I don't know, man. Just don't even worry about it too much. Don't overthink it. Some stupid shit we do. What does it mean? I think it's like the end of bebe, which is a derivative of baby. I don't know. Just fucking don't think about it. All right. Just go on with your life. All right. So Joey, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here. How can we help you?
Yeah, so anyway, story time lang.
Yes, please.
So, I've been dating this guy for 4 months na. And things are pretty good naman at first. But suddenly, this past few weeks kasi, but I noticed some changes sa part niya. Like, ako na lang ata yung nag-e-effort na to see him,
yeah.
to talk to him, to make plans na, plans for us, ganyan. So, I know that busy siyang tao with his personal life and stuff. And, sabi naman niya sa akin, wag ako mag-assume, wag ako mag-overthink. Pero, I can't help it. So, it got me thinking na, baka ako na lang yung may gusto nito, suddenly, ganyan.
But he is not so, your boyfriend, right? He is
no, not, yet,
not at all. Okay.
Dating.
So, okay. Yeah.
So, ang question ko is, what's the perfect time to ask this guy kung may patutunguhan pa ba yung this thing we have? Or, ano ba, dating pa ba to? Or, ko alam eh. And
you're
how,
in a gray area.
How do I properly ask him without feeling na nagmamadali ako?
But you're not even rushing, though. Like, it feels like your question has nothing to do with your problem. Your question of, hey, can we put a label, nagmamadali ako, to kind of solidify this, is not the problem. The problem is this guy has no effort anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are his reasons valid on why you guys are not hanging out as much?
Meron naman yung... Kasi, may anak kasi siya. So,
yeah.
Siguro, yun yung ano...
Same, the same, is it the same kid he had when you guys started dating?
Ano, hindi.
Number one? Because he was fine back then.
Hindi naman. Hindi naman. Hindi naman.
It's a new baby that came into his life a week ago? Or... I mean,
hindi naman. Okay naman.
It's the same amount of
okay
time.
Lang naman din sa akin.
Yeah, but it's the same amount of time he had in the beginning he has now, no?
Mm-mm.
So, by deduction, maybe he's just not feeling this anymore?
So, should I still ask him pa din ba na parang, para kasing for me kasi parang mas mabuti nang itanong ko na para wala na akong what if.
Okay, so here's my question. Would you be heartbroken if he gave you an answer you did not want to hear? Like, legitimately heartbroken?
Yes.
You would be.
Yeah. Pero kung talagang ay wala na talaga, i-accept ko naman.
Yeah.
Gusto ko lang sanang ma-acknowledge niya lang na oo, sige, wala na. So, sorry na lang. Parang ganun, magsabi lang siya.
Yeah, no, I love it. Dude, that's exactly how I hope most people went about, you know, things in life, right? Just look straight up and say, okay, listen, asshole, it's abundantly obvious that you're not as excited about it anymore. As much as I would like to work this out, just be honest. Really? Are we really going to make it? If not, come on. I'm a Juma already. Fuck it, let's go. Don't waste no fucking time on this, man. I'm Nona already. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know, Sam, anything?
No, and don't you feel like after 4 months of dating, you should know? Like, isn't that enough time to kind of figure it out?
Well, no, it's not that, though. Isn't the problem he's on the decline?
No, I know. But, I mean, because she's kind of like wondering, is it a good time for me to ask? Like, is it okay? Mm-hmm. And when do I bring it up?
Yes.
So, I don't know. For me, like, I think at the 4 month mark, you have the right to ask, like, you know, what is going on here? Like, where do you see this going and all that stuff? So,
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you have the right
to
ask
the conversation.
You have the right to ask anything you fucking want at any point, right? You don't want to, but
yes,
obviously there's
sure.
there's an associated consequence, right? If you ask this person in week one, what's the deal? They'll probably run, right? But You know, in terms of what Sam is saying, 4 months in is plenty of deposits into this bank account that you can start withdrawing from it, okay? And that's exactly where I'm at, too. You have a ton of money invested in this account. It's time to, you know, start spending that money, spending that capital that you put into this quote-unquote relationship. So if you're looking for permission from us to ask him if you can define what the future looks like, define what the present looks like, you have our permission, by all means. And all I'm saying is, are you going to be heartbroken if you hear the answer that you don't want? Your answer to that is yes, but you will recover. Now I'm really supportive of you putting the hammer down. And if you don't, if he says something but doesn't do it with actions, you, by all means, please break up with him as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now, right. 4 months. What are we at here? How did you meet him? If it was 4 months, was it online?
Common friend.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. Fucking ultimatum. It. I don't give a shit. Are you guys having sex?
Yes.
Okay. And have you always been having? Yeah. Have you always been having sex, or you just started having sex recently?
Palagi naman.
Okay. Because I always, you know, I'm always worried about that, right? If you guys start having sex and all of a sudden he's just not kind of being as invested anymore and all that, well, then, you know, you most often that's the reason. But I mean, if it's from the beginning, not that that's any better, but, you know, at least it's not one of those slept with you, then just all of a sudden has no interest in you. What if
he says not. He still wants to continue this.
Okay, yeah.
Should I ask him na, magsabi ba ako na, okay, then show some effort.
Exactly. And you have to be really firm about it. You know what I mean? Don't be like, okay, don't baby talk it. You know, don't fucking do anything. Like at this point, especially, not that you're old, right? But this is just not the age to fucking fuck around and be in this weird part of, I'm not sure what this is. When you get in your 30s, is it or isn't it, asshole? And if you're going to say it, fucking back it up, okay? I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, go, have the conversation.
You're not 22 years old and you're like, Uncle, y'all feeling? No. Okay?
All right.
Thanks for the call, love. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you, Joey. Good luck.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, how do I hang up on her?
Okay, can we figure out this rhyme thing? M says that it's actually 딱하지만. Oh, 딱하지만, like kawawa.
I don't have no idea. You want to look up the lyrics? Because I can't read your language either.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, speaking of Korean and stuff like that, I want to thank Cedric. Cedric is probably like the most valuable person on of the listener group who kind of contributes to my life and to the show, right? And he came up with the original, sent this to me the other day, the original GTWM podcast from 2009.
What do you mean? Like the first episode ever?
First episode of this podcast. So I can't find it. Not that I've been searching, you know, heaven and earth for it, but it's there. I know it's there. And I thought there were only like two or three episodes of the original show, and then we scrapped it, and then we moved it to my studio, and we built the whole what GTWM is right now. But there was a early day version with Grace, with myself. And you can hear even Grace's, what I think is still a pretty thick Korean accent. Now, you've got a Korean accent, I think, Sam. It's very light. It's,
really?
Yeah, I think it just kind of flies ever so slightly. But you'll hear like Grace's, and it's really thick. Here, let me see if I can play it here. But this is, let me play you the very first episode.
Yeah.
And I sound like I'm 10 years old. I mean, this is...
Do you cringe like when you listen to that?
I do.
And
a lot of it is not even just the way I sound, because I think we all do that, but the shit that comes out of my mouth, like just even, I don't know, whatever. But here's...
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Here's the very first episode of the podcast.
The inaugural podcast. We talked about this on the show saying... We wanted to get this going for all you people out there who might not be able to listen to the morning show on a daily basis because, you know, it's live. You don't really get these things back after it's broadcasted on the radio. So we said, why don't we do a podcast and you can listen to it at your own little pace. It'll be about 20, 30 minutes to start
off. Your voice actually sounds a little lower.
Maybe at nighttime on your way home from work, you still want to listen to us. You know, we'd appreciate that.
But we're going
to
fast forward a little bit here.
Don't fuck this up because...
Oh my gosh, I don't want to swear because people are going to listen and think we're so foul.
Mojo!
You are foul. And again, I want this to be as normal as possible. So please... you know, we're gonna say fuck, we're gonna say shit, we can say all these bad words that you probably don't hear.
Grace, so much.
Grace, right. Can you say it?
Because I mean, you guys are too much for me to handle on a normal basis.
I know, but Grace, you don't
but
usually
this is like...
Grace usually doesn't curse. Your choice, your curse word of choice is putang ina. That's what you do.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So we're at this point where we're just so wowed by saying bad words. Because
right, because you couldn't do it on the radio.
Cannot say bad words, right? It is so so taboo. And again, this is not even the 2010s. Okay, so this is way back in the day, and so we're just playing along right now with the bad words.
Yeah, you don't hear Grace say fuck,
but I don't say the whole thing.
Yes, you do.
I say.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You don't put poo in front, but the tongue in is pretty good already.
Because the whole thing put together sounds pretty bad. But then,
when it's
abbreviated, I feel like I'm doing half.
I know,
curse.
But your tongue in that's the meat of the mura. You know what I mean? Right. If you remove the tongue part, if you say poo in a, then you're like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
If you say putang, okay, that's worse.
I don't even know why we're breaking this down. Why does Grace have the accent? That I mean, hers is still really, it's noticeable.
I think it is.
You don't think it is?
No, and she still sounds like that. I mean,
I know
I don't know.
Her accent is it's very prominent, no?
I'm sure your boyfriend now, your boyfriend now, I mean, or your ex-boyfriend mm-hmm. is thinking about, shit, is Grace Lee's current boyfriend, is his dick like a pole?
You know,
and because she talks about it on the radio,
I don't know why. I just fast-forwarded.
I bet you it is. And then, you know, they start getting self-esteem issues and blah, blah, blah. So
oh,
it,
no.
It's a pole and not a chopstick. At least we're happy there, right, Grace Lee?
Right. It's thing. And Mojo, I'm
oh,
sure.
I wish I could stop
talking. I want to hear them. You know, I don't want to hear my voice.
Realistically, it seems like the bigger.
Like Dr. Manhattan.
It seems like the bigger thing would hurt more,
if
especially
small,
you since you have a smaller hole.
If it's small, you will not feel anything.
I just really?
Yeah.
He's talking
so
anal.
I take small pebble dumps and I feel it coming out.
Well, you can feel it coming out, but it doesn't, it's not pleasurable. It has to, because the thing is with a male.
Anyway, so we go, I mean. Everybody sounds different. Like, listen to this.
All right, kids. Welcome to the podcast once again on this Wednesday. It is April 22nd.
Okay, you definitely sound like you have a cold here.
I do. I think it's maybe the recording. You know, the compression and all of that stuff. Because I don't think I sound like that. I mean, but hold on, let's see.
All right, kids. Welcome to the podcast once again on this Wednesday. It is April 22nd.
That doesn't even sound like
2009.
You.
We are here.
April 22nd, 2009. That's 1 year ago. I mean, that's almost to the day. Because it's a 23rd year right now, right? So,
all right, kids. Here. Welcome to the podcast once again on this Wednesday. It is April 22nd, 2009.
Second?
So
really?
Far.
Second? I didn't know second ended with a letter T.
Fuck you.
We are here doing the show, the post show, as we do every day. But today, we have a special guest, Andy Nine, on the program for the first time. Andy, good
morning. For the first time, I know.
Morning.
Hi.
Welcome back, Andy Nine.
Childish. Andy on the podcast for the first time. On the show, she was an original. If you're new to our radio program, Andy was the first girl we
you
had.
You sound so
she
different.
Did a two
I know, right? I sound like more.
Yes!
Ugh. We've had other guests. I didn't know we had guests on this podcast.
It is the podcast. Yeah. Thank yous to you guys. Okay, so... Like we said on the show, it's a terrible course, and it brought me nowhere.
I know why.
I have no fucking idea. I mean, like,
that's what I took back in college.
It's a waste.
This is pre-marriage, pre-kids. Like, I look at some of the people that we were on the show. I'm like, my God, where are these people right now? It's really, really intense. Anyway, so I just want to thank Cedric for coming up with all that material. But
Cedric, wow.
21 episodes we did. I did not know we did that many. I could have sworn we only did like three, but we've got a bunch of people on it. It's crazy. Anyway.
Now I know who to get in touch with if I need to dig up something on the internet.
Yeah,
Cedric.
If you want to dig up, something
nice
historical,
job.
Even your shit, I'm sure. I saw something on Discord that you were on. Somebody posted.
Okay, which I do not want to hear. I really don't.
Hold on. Let me see if I.
Oh gosh.
No.
Do we have to do
yes,
this?
Yes, we have
I
to.
Hate this.
We're in reminiscing mode. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it on Discord. By the way, if you guys want to join the Discord, just go on my Twitter. It's pinned right there.
Why is it so hard for us? And I think this is a general experience. And if you're not like this, you're probably a little narcissistic.
Exactly.
Why is it so hard for us to hear or watch like stuff we did in the past? Like it is so painful.
Because we're humble. I think if you like looking at shit and hearing yourself and all that, you got to be a little bit narcissistic. You have to be disgusted. Okay, if you're not, right? There's something wrong with you.
Like, that is the right response, people, okay?
Hold on, how come I, this is not...
Senorita.
Oh my gosh, what? That is not me.
That's you.
Why am I singing randomly like that? What is that?
I don't know, it's the dancing too.
Senorita, I feel for you.
What the fuck are you doing?
Why am I doing that?
I don't know. I don't even know what year this is. I wish there was a date on
this. Oh, gosh. Oh, this is horrible.
It's so bad. I think we're done, by the way, today, aren't we? Hold on.
Are we really? We don't have a third caller? I thought we had a call from Korea.
No, we did, but we have a call from Korea. She just messaged. She said her working hours were extended, so she needs to... reschedule. So I don't know if we want to reschedule for next Saturday so we could talk to somebody from Korea. But it's just a relationship problem. It's no real biggie. And yeah, well,
why don't we, I mean, if, because we have people here with us, right? And so why don't we like raffle off a problem if anyone has something?
Or how about this? I mean, we have only a few people left. There's a little over 20 people here on the stream. So we can open forum it if you want. So maybe yeah. not have really a problem, but if you just want to say anything, whether it be hi, hello, but go more than hi, hello, right? Obviously, if you've got, just we'll remember when we do this on the radio, and we do open phones. You call about anything. You can talk about anything. I don't care.
Sure.
If it is a salutation, though, I mean, just attach something else with it, just for the sake of doing that, and then we'd love to have you on. So, does anybody want to jump on the show real quick for a quick hi, hello? Now's the chance to do it. Just what do you call this? Raise your hand. I guess, is that how you do it? On Zoom, raise your hand on Zoom.
You just have to put it on the chat, right? Right. Or did you want them to talk?
Yes, talk. Like, it's actually get on the show and say hello or whatever. You
know,
not
just
cool. be a chat thing. So if you want to jump, I'm going to unmute you. I don't want to unmute all of you because that's always kind of chaotic with all the background noise and whatever. But if you guys want to jump on for any reason, doesn't have to be a problem. You can have a topic you want to discuss. Hey, who are you guys going to vote for? You know, whatever. Go ahead and raise your hand. I think that's how you do it on Zoom. And
if you're shy, then you can type it on the chat because, you know, maybe they're a little shy about that. I just want to say, though, like, because as we're talking, the number of people that are on the Zoom, it kind of like goes up and down, right?
Yeah,
and so once we start losing people, like, I get very insecure. So I'm not like the biggest fan of the setup, by the way, because when the numbers drop, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're doing something wrong. And then.
But the numbers are small on purpose, though.
No, but I mean, it's a small number, but it just goes up and down. And so when it starts dipping, I'm like, okay, they're bored. You know, we need to do something. Like, I don't know. And then
it's also midnight, like, 15.
Okay. I don't care. And then we have an air filter that's been trying to join us. And she's been trying to connect to audio for like 5 years now.
This person here? Air? I bet you that's a fucking hacker or some shit. I mean, I'm not going to do that. No, we had that a couple times. I have a stupid question. How long does it take or practice for oral sex for tongue frenulum soreness goes away? What's that?
No idea.
Do me a favor. Send me that on Instagram, Ersten, and we'll throw you on the Tuesday episode with Alex and Chopper. I feel like they're probably more adept at, I don't even know what frenulum is, but Ersten, send me a DM on IG. Please don't forget that. I know the answer is no, Sam, but are you into the whole election shit? It is coming up, man. Are you in tune with what's going on? And who's officially, who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win? Am I into it? I'm not super deep into it. Yeah. I ask the people around me, like, okay, so where are you guys at with all of this? Who's, you know, who are they voting for or whatever? I scroll through social media to kind of, you know, get a very broad picture of, like, you know, what people are doing and stuff like that.
Are you voting or no? Because are you Korean citizen? Are you Korean citizen or Philippine or what?
I'm Korean citizen, so okay. I'm not so allowed to vote.
Okay,
yeah.
So if, but... We were talking about influencing earlier, right? Do you have a horse in this race?
I mean, I guess, you know, with the very little that I know and the broad strokes that I know, you know, Vice President Lenny seems to be a very decent person, and I would like a decent person in office.
Yeah.
So, and I happen to be wearing pink today, so, you know.
Yeah, and you know, that's almost exactly my mindset coming into this is, and you've heard it a million times, apologize, it's really about quality of human being. That for this one. Now, if it were five quality human beings that are in the running for, then I'm going to really, in a much more, the way a detective pulls out one of those glass things in their hand with a stick, what is it called? Magnifying glass, really dissect every single fucking thing about these people, I would. But the crop is so vile and one person isn't. And that is good enough for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how a lot of people feel. So
I hope a lot of people feel. I hope people who.
You know what? Based on my social media, anyway. So.
Well, yeah, that's how your friends feel, is I guess. Right. Because there's a lot of people who do not feel that way.
Sure.
And those people are, in my opinion, really either stupid or just as evil as they are. Because you can't. I don't understand how somebody who loves their country, who is a good person, can vote for anybody else, honestly. Now, maybe an argument can be made for Pacquiao. Maybe, okay? But that's when you start going, okay, well, he's just not intelligent enough. The rest of them, though, there's... What's his name? Is it Cal Yodi? Who I think is a really good human being, but is just not capable of winning. So I thought was just way too ambitious for him. I wish him the best. I hope he can, be a senator one day or whatever. But I just don't see how you can't pick Lenny for the merit of, I just don't want bad people. These guys are such bad people, man. They're really bad people. All of them, okay? It just so happens BBM is the worst of the group, but the rest of them are really bad dudes. Bing's a really bad guy, everybody. Isco's a really bad dude. So, anyway. Depressing, but whatevs. Chopper in Amsterdam, were there in the Philippines for about 12 days. It was Amsterdam's first time there, so... That was kind of cool.
Did she love it?
I mean, yeah. I thought she was going to have a harder time with it because it was summer and she's never experienced it. So humidity, traffic, all the things that kind of go in, that come with the territory of going there for the first time. But yeah, no, it was cool.
You know, I mean, obviously I don't get to see Amsterdam every day personally, but just based on the pictures that I'm seeing of her, you know how when she was much, much younger and we were still doing the radio show together, like we would talk sometimes about Amsterdam and like, her personality, like she's intense and all that. She seems to be like mellowing out a lot.
We had this conversation with her word for almost fucking word yesterday. Oh. I was talking to her yesterday about this.
Yeah.
We were sitting down at the dinner table and I said, when you were younger, you were so intense. You were so aggressive and just kind of matapang. Not that it was again bad, but it was evident. And now you're so much more calm. You're much more malambing. You're much more kind of caring. And again, it's weird because it makes it almost seem like she didn't. But she is way more in tune of how other people are, what they're thinking, how they feel, and all of that. Than when she was younger, but she was always just like, she was just...
Yeah!
We'd laugh about different. That. Yeah, much, much more different now. And I fucking love it. It was always a concern that you don't want them to be too strong personality. I mean, obviously strong women is good. Overly strong could be a handful. Nico here, a different Nico, says, when you decided to leave the morning show, was there ever a chance of you coming back or changing your mind prior to you leaving?
Prior to me leaving? What do you
mean? Yeah, like right when you're about to leave, you're like, do I really want to do this? Was there that when you left the radio show? I mean, probably not, right? Because that's why you're leaving. But maybe a chance of coming back.
Do you mean like after I left? Like, did I have that moment of like, oh.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm reading it word for word. When she decided to leave the morning show, so when you're already out, I'm assuming, or deciding to be out, was there ever a chance of her coming back or changing her mind?
I mean, I'm not going to say like, never.
Yeah.
But, I did have a lot of time to think about that stuff, like while I was away. And, I had like almost 2 months to really kind of, make that decision and really like decide, am I really 100% going to do that?
Yeah.
And so,
And it is the material, no?
I guess it's a combination, but a big part of it too was just like, I kind of wanted to step away from it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to try something else, which is, I guess, what I'm doing now is like just doing something in the religious realm.
Right. But you still enjoy this podcast. Yes.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't be back here if I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I still, I don't know. But you're kind of, you're a very, what's the term in English? Or even Korean?
Wow, Korean. Yeah, let's hear the Korean.
You know, you see things through. So,
oh.
So, right? I mean, you're steadfast in that sense. Very good quality of...
Like, I'm not impulsive? Is that what you mean? Like, I'm not impulsive?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're responsible in the sense that even when we do this podcast, and I think we brought this up a couple of weeks back, where you're the one confirming, okay, tomorrow's the show, you know, you're that person. When we have Ramon on the podcast, it's you go, okay, I'm going to invite this person to be on. Like, you take kind of initiative and I don't know, whatever. More than even I do for our episodes sometimes. I'm so busy. But
you know, maybe for next Saturday, we should work on having a guest.
Okay.
I kind of miss having a guest, right?
Let's do that.
It's fun.
Fuck yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know who asked me recently? Gucci asked me recently. I just don't know if the dynamic, I guess the dynamic would work with you and Gucci. He's really chill.
I'd love to see Gucci, yes.
Yeah, let's do Gucci. Bianca says, "How about here's a really good suggestion? Nico Ramos would be nice."
Yeah, we also said we're not going to talk about that anymore.
I was thinking maybe bringing in Bianca Valerio for one episode because of what she has gone through.
Do you think she'd be willing to come and talk about that?
I think she will, but then you know, there's always that legal aspect to everything, which is we can't say people's names and stuff. And I know who the guy is. I know
you do?
Looks. Oh, yeah, yeah. He actually dated an ex-girlfriend of mine and Casey's after us.
What?
According to some...
Oh, so I mean, okay, so I know who that is, but I'm just like, who's the guy? Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here, let me send you a photo of him, yeah? On Viber.
Oh, my gosh! I'm going to find out all the... Do I know him?
Well, he looks like one of your people's.
So I must know him then because he looks like one of us.
Yeah. He looks like one of you guys. There. I sent you this on Viber.
Oh, gosh. Where?
He, probably not a guy who can get through the narrow door of the gates. for many a reason.
Who? Okay. He went out with, you know, the...
Yeah.
Whatever. Really? I cannot say I'm familiar, but I'm seeing a name pop up on the chat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know, I guess. But, yeah. He's fucking fat, I'll tell you that.
Have you talked to her? Have you talked to Bianca?
I have not talked to her because here's my thing with Bianca is I haven't talked to her because I know if I do, it'll be... very emotional. She's upset at me because when it happened, she's been calling me over and over. She was calling and I was not answering. And I didn't know.
What?
I didn't know. I didn't know that's what happened.
Yeah, of course.
The reason why I was ignoring her is because she had she thought COVID was like a Bill Gates, conspiracy theory. So I, just getting on the phone and having to talk to somebody about that stuff. I'm just like, I'm just not there. Because that's the last time we talked. It was like that. And I was like, into that shit. So I thought that that's what it was going to be. And apparently she was going through this and she needed somebody to talk. So she left me a couple voice messages. And not that she was, she was upset. Not upset at me, just upset at everything. And she's like, I was reaching out to you and I can't believe you didn't answer. You know, it was a lot of that. So I kind of felt guilty. So we've been texting a lot. And I think she texted me the other day. I'm messaging her, but talking to her, I just know it'll be very emotional. Not that I'm trying to avoid any crying or, well, obviously on her part, but it's not a quick phone call. And if I can get 2 hours or 3 hours of free time where I'm completely not being bothered, then maybe I should call her. That sounds like a really shitty friend excuse, sorry, but I just know it's going to be emotionally charged.
No, I mean, you know, number one, you had no idea why was calling. Yeah. I mean, and actually just listening to you, I'm just like, okay, so there's that backstory between you and Bianca right now, but you still are willing for her to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
given all of that, yes, and just, you know, yeah. I mean, because she might want to hash it out. I'm just saying, like, okay, that's cool.
I don't think we have a problem because even in her messages now, it's like, oh, but I'm so glad that you're messaging me now because I really to chat with you about, like, you know, not chat verbally, but just kind of express some of the frustrations I have with what's going on. I'll make sure. It was like, motherfucker, you. It's kind of like Nico. It's exactly like Nico. Like, if Nico came back here on next Saturday, it'd be like, what's up, brother? You know, it's that. You fucking asshole. It would be that. And I think that's kind of where it's at. She's like, oh my God, I've been trying to call you. I'm like, sorry, you fucker. I'm like, I know. I'm just really busy. And then,
yeah.
Okay, now we get that out of the way. How can I help you? You know, it's that.
Right, so. Right. Okay, I mean, hey, if she'd like to come and talk and it would help her cause where she's at and all of this, like, of course. Of course.
Okay, anyway. All right. Let's get out of here. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to get to the bottom of what the hell was going on with Lisa here. Now look at me. Look at you. Now look at me. Jeanette, what's up? I'm right back. What the hell is she really saying there? I'll get to the bottom of that during the break that we have, 1 week break we have between now and next week. So thanks for hanging out, everybody. Don't forget, the Narrow Door podcast is Mondays to Thursdays. Samo's on it with a bunch of other kind of cool people. And I encourage you to give it a look. Okay?
Thank you. It's nice to be back. And I'm looking forward to next week already.
Fit through that narrow door. If they see me walking, the gates of heaven sees me walking through that, I'm like, oh, there's the narrow door, guys. Let's go. It's like, oh, shit. We make it smaller. Oh, geez. All right. Thanks, Han. Have a good one. Bye, everybody. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye.
Appreciate you guys. Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.